Welcome to 5.3 Seaside FM. Today, I'm out and about in Paul, joined by Lorraine Ellis. Hello, Lorraine. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. I'm feeling quite happy, remembering old times, like when I lived down Bonds Estate in Heddon, and I feel I've moved on a little bit from my mental health problems, but there's still a lot that needs doing about the stigma, and, you know, people need to become more aware of mental health. But Minnie Henlegs, although it is my mental health biography, there's some happy memories in there too.
Well, you are very fast today. And yeah, I was going to ask you about your new book. You have come up with a very new one, which you have just introduced to the people. What is it called, and what are you trying to describe in your book?
I'm trying to describe when I became ill, and also trying to write about happier times and just go back in time and remember things, how they happened. And although things that happened to me wasn't very pleasant, you know, I had quite a happy childhood. You know, when we lived down Bond Estate in Heddon, I've got some fond memories of that. It has got a happy ending, although it is rather powerful and rather sad in parts. Binnie Henlegs and Lady Bird, Fly Away Home. Particularly Lady Bird, I think that's quite sad.
How hard is it actually to get through those situations? I mean, you had that before, and now you have grown up about it, you got older. How hard is it to go through it again?
Well, sometimes when I was writing, I felt a bit distant, a bit. It all came back to me, you know, it was a bit like having flashbacks, really. But to see it in print is great, because I think well, it happened and I've come through it, and actually sometimes writing it down helps a little bit as well. I'm just happy that I've come through it, and I want people to know, although it does sound a bit of an old-fashioned thing to say, that there is light at the end of a long tunnel, and you will get there if you're ill. Just keep remembering that every day. Don't think you'll never get well and you're on your own, because you're not, and you will get better.
And in the writing process, was there a moment where you surprised yourself, where you thought, oh, I had no idea that I can still remember this certain situation? Or was there anything special where you think, I'm so proud, I wrote that down?
There was times when I had to really think hard about what happened and about my memories, but my memories all came flooding back to me once I started, and I was pleased to get them all down on paper.
And your book is already published. If people now have become curious, or know I have maybe gone through this as well, where can people find your book?
Well, it's available to order from Amazon. I've also got it in some local shops. I've got it in Bridgeman News, in Ferngumbold. There's a few copies in there, and there's a few copies in Occasions in Heddon. And it can also be ordered from most bookshops. And I believe there's some copies on the shelves in Waterstones in Hull.
I mean, for musicians, it's probably the best thing to go into a store to see the own work. It's for a writer and author like you, is it the same, that you go into a store and you think, oh, that's my book, I've written it?
Yeah, I feel quite a sense of achievement when I see it on the shelves, and I feel really elated when I see it on the shelves and happy.
I absolutely believe that. And now, I don't know if it's a big secret, but have you got another book on the way, or are you thinking about another one?
Yeah, I've got another book on the way, but it's still early days. I'm about just under a third of the way through it, but I can't say when I'll finish that, because some days I can write quite fluently all through the day, and other days I'm about 5 minutes and I just don't know where to go and what to put, and I lose my ideas. So it's difficult to say whether I'll finish it or when I'll finish it, you know, it's difficult.
And one last thing, I mean, you had a lot of highs and a lot of lows in your life already, but you handled it that well that you are able to lead a very successful life, I'd say. What would you advise to people who are listening to this and thinking, oh my God, I wish I would be like her?
Just remember that you're not on your own. And you take each day, each hour of each day as it comes, and try to think positive. I know it sounds a bit difficult. I know it's a bit of a difficult thing to do, but you will get there in the end.
Thank you very much, Lorraine, for giving me the interview, and good luck on your new book. This was Doris Iran for 105.3 Seaside FM.